This is the sixth class of our series on becoming telepathic. Beyond verbal communication, I finally have the title correct. And tonight we're going to discuss communicating with light. Light is frequency, light is sound, light is vibration. And when we talk about being telepathic and being in the nonverbal realm, what we're really discussing, like I've said before, is we're discussing being able to communicate vibrationally. And so we've shifted maybe from the old paradigm idea of telepathic being in the psychic realm, I'm just reviewing this a little, to telepathic being the ability to communicate with all living beings on all dimensions, including yourself. And that most of this communication occurs non-verbally. Even your communication with your body, with your cells, your organs, it's all nonverbal. And so during this class, the main thing that happened was we got over the hump of expecting everything to be verbal. All this communication we thought we would have that would come in complete sentences and with answers to everything in words that we could easily understand. Right? And we've shifted over to the idea and paradigm of most communication being nonverbal. And my estimate was around 95%, but if you read a lot of the scientific literature, it's probably, they say it's more like 99% is nonverbal. And adjusting to the idea that we're communicating with the waves of the air and the vibrations and the molecules of emotion and the atoms and the streams of light and the photons and just everything that is alive. It's all consciousness and it's all alive. And in the quantum world, there is no separation, no distance, no time that separates all this communication. It's all happening instantaneously. But I thought tonight we could do a very practical demonstration of this. And so what we're going to do is ground and come into our sacred circle and verbalize what the communication is so that you get a very good example of where to start. And it's always about where to start. This is not a type of, it is like learning a foreign language in a sense, but it's a living language, so it's always changing and it can come in shape, symbol, color, sound, light, feeling, sense, smell. It can come through touch. Every kind of sensation is a communication. And being willing to trust where you start with that communication. So for example, I have always been attuned to light. I see light, I feel light. That's how I relate to the spiritual world is through light. And when I start to see, feel, experience lighter lightness or a lighter sense, then I know I'm in communication with my higher being. I know I'm in communication with the divine. I know I'm in communication with the stars, the sun, the Mother Earth. And where I start just with the light, all of a sudden it starts expanding into all living beings. And when I say beings, you can have a sound be like, like a musical sound, be like a living being. It's communicating something to you. And that's the difference between existing in the living universe versus living in the paradigm where things are objectified. So we don't want to use the word being and as in a limited sense, like it should show up as someone looking like a human being. But as you know, if you remember, and I've used this example before, my art teacher used to roll a phonograph into the room when we were in second grade, and they'd hand out a blank sheet of paper, and we'd each have our colors of crayons, and she would turn on some classical music, and we would draw to the music, right? Or you dance to the music. That's part of communication. And then how does that communication become insight? How does it become knowledge? How does it become usable wisdom for you? And what process does that go through? The same occurs for dreams. What kind of process do you have to go through to interpret the message of a dream instead of being entangled in all the story of the dream? There's always a 3 to 6 word message in a dream. A dream can always be reduced to a one sentence message. Always. There's always a direct message coming through, no matter how intricate, no matter how involved a dream is. What is the message? What is the wisdom coming through? And that's what I want to focus on tonight, so that we have kind of a baseline from to go on from here. So as we go through our grounding and activating the sacred circle, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to invite people to interpret what they're experiencing from the vibrational changes into words. And it's always hard to find those words. And it might only be one or two words. But we want to practice taking that vibrational experience and applying it to ourselves in a way that's useful. Okay. Let's see. One more person just came on. Who was the last person to come on?
That's Kate. I got kicked off, so I'm
Oh.
back now.
Okay, you heard about the new website coming up, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I just want to make sure I covered everyone. Okay, so we're going to settle in and come back to ourselves, take a few breaths, and lower down into your body. Come back to your body, then lower down into your body. So you just had a vibrational experience. What did that vibrational, hold on, something's going on with my microphone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you just had a vibrational experience coming back to your body. Now we talk about coming back to your body, trying to make it as practical as possible. It feels more present. It feels like you've collected something back to you. You may not even know what you collected back. So what did that tell you when you came back to yourself? What practical information did you just receive by experiencing yourself on a vibrational level? How did you feel when you weren't present in your body, and how did you feel when you were?
I felt like I was focusing my personness.
Okay. What's the difference between the two? And how does it help you?
It was a sense of empowerment. It was a sense of eliminating peripheral distractions.
Okay. Now, all that just happened with a little vibrational experience. Our basic vibrational experience. You had a nonverbal experience, this is to everyone, you, that you were able to interpret a useful way for yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay, who else would say what the difference is between not being collected back in themselves and having all their energy scattered out and having it return?
I felt a change from anxiety to calmness.
Okay, so a reduction of anxiety to calmness. Okay, so that again is a vibrational experience that you were able to interpret in a useful way for you. Okay. And who was the other person who spoke at the same time?
Carla.
Carla, what did you say?
I felt connected.
And what does that do for you?
It settled me in. And before it was, well, scattered. That was a great term, but that's exactly what it was. And the connection.
You know, and when you feel connected, what does it do for you?
It settles me.
And when you're settled, what does it do for you?
Makes me more open.
When you're more open, what does it do for you?
That's the only word that keeps coming is open. I don't know.
Let's work this a little more, Carla, because it's got to be a little more practical, a little more useful. And the reason I'm doing this is, this is for everyone, is we will tend to skip over. We will tend to not give these little vibrational moments the importance that they're due. Mm-hmm. And then we'll say, oh, I didn't feel anything. Or it was nothing. Because then all of a sudden, if we don't give it the importance it's due, then we flip back out to being scattered, and it's like nothing ever happened. So by acknowledging, giving words, saying how it was important for you, it gives it more space on the shelf, more space in the hard drive, and you'll tend to pay attention to that more. How many times are you having vibrational light, sound, beauty kind of experiences, and they get pushed to the background, and then you start with, oh, nothing's happening, oh, I don't feel supported, oh, you know, blah, 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 whatever it's going to be. Okay, so if you feel open, Carla, what does it do for you? mean, you're not just an open door for everything to come in on you.
Yeah, I certainly don't want that.
Right. So what are you really describing?
The joy of reconnecting with my whole being. I begin to feel more whole, and then
that's good. That's very good. That's good enough. That's a really good response. Can you feel the difference between that and just saying you're open?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It feels more solid because it's within me and my personal being and my own wholeness.
Right. Okay. Someone else.
I immediately remember how alive I am, how much aliveness and vibration and information and beingness and dimensionality there is inside my being, which I am largely oblivious to when I'm scattered about.
And so what does that do for you to feel like that?
Oh, I feel a joy in being alive, and I'm excited about my beingness.
Okay, so that relates to something that I was experiencing today, and to just piggyback on that, Fran. We were driving a car, I got absorbed by all the traffic and stuff like that, and then I remembered I needed to come back and balance out my being and let the energy flow fully. And what a different experience of the world.
Yeah.
I am in that little shift.
Thank you. That is exactly what I had been noticing and cherishing about coming back. And yes, my whole lens changes. The whole world feels different. Totally. It's such that shift is so magical.
It is. And we do put a just in it. I mean, we have to make space. If we want to start communicating with all that's living, we have to make space in our being to have it be a legitimate, powerful experience and not let it get run over by the world. Okay, one more person. Who would like to describe?
Sarah, I feel more deeply seated in my being, and I can be more loving. Especially to others, I will have more patience and just more love.
Excellent. So you learned from the other three. You got it. Very, very good. Okay, so we just had this, like, you know, how many times do I start a class with bring your energy back to you? Have you ever heard me start a class where I didn't say that?
Good reminder.
Okay. So, right. So I'm really trying to make a point here. Okay. So when we want to shift into being able to communicate in this deeper, more alive way with all that is alive, first of all, we need to come back and make that one gesture of connecting with our frequency, our vibration, our energy, and make one gesture that makes it possible to then communicate on all levels. Now, you've heard me describe the stages of meditation that are universal in all the different traditions. And it's the relaxation, concentration, contemplation, and then meditation or absorption. And when you bring your energy back and collect yourself, that's concentration. And the effect is relaxation. So you're working with those first two stages, and those are the entrance, those are the things you need to enter into a deeper state. This is a way that's kind of easy to do it, that you can do it while you're walking, talking, standing, doing anything. You can easily now bring your awareness back to yourself with some kind of reminder. Okay, now the group just shifted. Who noticed the change in the group energy?
Yeah.
What did you notice?
So I know I'm still in my body.
You know what? We can't hear you.
Okay. So I know that I'm still in my body, but it goes away more, and I go into, I don't want to say it, well, right now it feels like it's a darker place, but it's more expansive. Somehow.
Okay. Sally, do you have earbuds?
I do.
Oh, okay. It just sounds like you've got to get your sound together somehow.
Maybe if I turn the volume up. Can you hear me differently now?
No, it's just, it's very echoey.
No.
One of these days we're going to get you together with the sound. Okay.
Different phone. So,
okay. Okay, and who else was going to say something? Two people spoke at the same time.
I was just going to respond that it felt that we solidified.
Ah.
There was, that's the word, but it was an energetic, graceful solidification. But we cohesed, I guess.
And how do you feel is that as a result of the group coming into harmony?
I personally felt a contentment and a sense of safety. Not safety. I think a contentment would be the feeling of belonging, perhaps, with that contentment.
Okay. Okay. And someone else, how does this feel?
I sense a deep stillness.
A deep stillness. Okay. Okay, so each person in the group is starting to ground more. That means that the energy is circulating more fluidly with less resistance. And we're communicating as a result. You're seeing the end result of the communication with the energy. Okay. So what it's doing for you is the result of the communication. So what part of you is communicating with this energy? What part of you responded to that shift? It certainly wasn't your mind. What happened?
I felt it, this is Becky just said, I felt it in my heart center. First it was a click from my pelvis, and then like a ladder went straight up, and I felt the solidness and the comfort and all that from all the energy. But then it's like a pulsation from my heart center.
Okay. So your body felt it? What experience that frequency shift? Would you have been able to notice it if you had not been collected back into yourself?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out whose phone is making a lot of noise here, unless it's mine. I'm just going to mute myself for a second and see. It just stopped. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so had you not been collected, Becky, you might have missed that shift that occurred, right?
Correct. Right.
Right? Okay. So we've got all this vibrational sound, light, frequencies going on all the time. And where do we need to be with our consciousness to be aware? And to begin to understand or be aware that we are communicating frequency to frequency, energy to energy, light to light, sound to sound. Did someone just unmute, or does anyone feel sound, hear that, the noise?
It sounds like a swishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it stops. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Until we figure it out. I like to have the recording clear so that you can hear it comfortably if you replay it and listen to it again. Okay, so we're kind of teasing apart this communication system that's going on within us, okay? Now we're going to ground a little more. I want you to greet the spirit of the land where you are. Become aware of the soles of your feet on the ground. And feel the energy centers on the soles of your feet. And what is the energy in the soles of your feet telling you? What's it communicating to you as you connect with the spirit of the land, with Mother Earth, and your being reconnects in this way? What is speaking to you? So what is speaking to you as you do this? As you do your grounding with Mother Earth, what are you knowing?
I know happiness.
You know happiness.
And I absolutely had overlooked all of that.
Thank you, Patty.
I had no idea I experienced happiness and welcomeness. I'm being welcomed by happiness. It's all there for me. And I skipped over it. I mean, how could I not notice? It's enormous. The greeting is enormous when I get back. And I'm astounded at I'm gobstopped, actually, at this is thrilling, and I completely
It bypassed me. Ay-yi-yi.
Okay, so that was just like the perfect thing to say. Now, who else has something to say about what they've got going here? What is the communication when you do this?
This is Tracy. It's sort of like plugging in, and I forget that I can plug in.
And when you plug in, how do you feel?
Well, just grounded and just
No. Let's apply it. Let's apply it to practically what does it do for you?
It makes me very attuned in that moment.
Okay. And what does it do for you personally? What, by being attuned, you can be, feel, do what?
Well, I feel, I guess, like someone else said, sort of empowered. I have the potential. I feel the potential, but I don't feel like I'm going beyond that. But anyway.
Let's stay with it, okay? Because there's a but in there. So what is making the but?
I don't know. There's some kind of resistance, I guess, where I don't want to, I'm not sure.
That's a good point, okay? So somehow it's not good enough to feel, what did you say, attuned? Attuned or what other words?
Yeah.
Did you, okay.
Yeah, attuned and you know, I feel like I'm totally open and capable of being in all over, everywhere. But I don't do anything with it. You know, I don't ask and no.
So is there any enjoyment for the pure experience of it? Does it do anything to see when you sink into this, something more happens. So it's the beginning of a communication for you. Like I said before, it's you have to start with how your ownership of the experience. And if we have certain expectations, then I would say expectations or a but or feeling like you're not getting what you want means that you're not fully grounded, that you're not fully getting the communication that's going on. Like Mother Earth is saying to you, I love you, and you may not be hearing it, or you may be receiving from the earth all the healing energy that you need, but that's not enough. You know, it's like once you sink into this, it's always enough. Just communicating on that vibrational level. So allow yourself to sink into it more deeply. There you go. Beautiful. What just shifted, Tracy? What's happening, Tracy? Are you still there?
I'm perspiring.
You're getting heat.
Heat.
That's part of the energy. That's part of the uh-huh. communication. Okay, we're going to just keep opening this up. One other person, as you've connected with your energy through the soles of your feet, with the earth, what is being communicated to you? What are you experiencing? When I say, what are you experiencing? That's involving a communication. It's an interaction.
Sarah, this is Lisa.
Uh-huh.
When I greeted the earth, my heart felt such deep love, and my feet have been vibrating. I mean, pulsating and vibrating for days, and it's intensifying right now. And I think I'm just realizing that it's so alive. Mm-hmm. It's just so alive. That energy is so alive, making its way up through my being, and I've never really thought of it that way before.
Ah, okay. And as it's making its way through your being, what is it saying in a nook and cranny or a little area that it's working in as it makes its way through?
Well, it feels like gyrations. It's intense as it's coming up to my knees, and making its way over the knees hasn't got up to the thighs yet, so it's an intensity.
And so could it be communicating, Lisa, we're opening up the channels between your calf and your ankle, or, and Lisa, we're opening up all the acupuncture meridians and the flow of your energy in the lower leg first. Lisa, there's been some blockages here, and we are opening it up for you. That's a communication. And that's why when I say invite the energy, say to your left leg, I give you permission to open the flow in that left leg. We're communicating with the energy. We're communicating with the nonverbal aliveness of being. Okay. Is this helpful, what we're doing right now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's pause and let's feel that energy and connection with the roots going down into the earth. Okay, so we've had another shift in the frequency of the circle. What did the shift feel like?
I noticed that when we have these shifts, anything that was in my head changes, or maybe an emotion I was feeling changes.
And how does it change?
Versus, typically it's an easing.
Ah. And so what would that communication be? Let's just say that living energy was speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what would it be saying to you? Is this Lisa?
Something along the... Yeah. No, this is Jamie.
Jamie. Oh, Jamie. Okay, great.
Hi.
You sound different. Okay, good.
Uh-oh. Something along the lines of, like, you're okay, or that's not real, or that's not, like, important to be focusing on.
Wow. Yes. Can you feel that? That was a real interpretation of that communication on a very practical level.
And it does feel, because for me a lot of this is more mental than physical, the sensations I feel. And it does feel like an older, wiser presence is kind of like soothing or nurturing in that process.
Yes. So in my language, I might interpret that or express it as being held in Mother Earth's arms as she's loving me and healing me. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a communication. I mean, that's how I experienced it. You expressed yours beautifully. Did everyone get what just happened there?
No.
Who said no? Adia?
I did, Dia.
Okay. So Dia, how did you just experience the shift in the energy of the group?
Well, I felt my energy flow through the circle around it and through it. So I felt a combining of energy, a joining.
Okay. And then how does that feel for you? What does it do for you?
It felt clean, clear, loving, strong, lifting.
Uh-huh. And how does it compare to the state that you were in when we started?
Oh, much better.
Okay. So basically you described the same experience that Jamie had, but you each had different words for it.
Okay.
And this is really important that when I talk about owning how you do this, each person is so unique in how you'll find the words for yourself. And the reason I'm doing this tonight is because I believe that people skip over these powerful experiences because they don't own, they can't find the words to describe it even to themselves. It's not even about describing it to someone else. But can you acknowledge it for yourself in a way that makes an indent in your being? Like really carves out the experience so that it's memorable. Because like Dia or Jamie, we could end the class and you can go back to whatever you were doing before class and all of a sudden this evaporates. that like recedes to the background, because we need words. We need to recognize these moments. We need to understand that we're communicating in this nonverbal way with these frequencies and energy, and like give it some, what's the word that they use these days, Jamie? You know, grip. It's not grip. It's like when you, it can stick.
Like woke.
Like what?
Like woke. Like you woke up to it.
It's woke, yeah. But there's another word. It's like grip, but it's not grip. Anyway, I can't think of it.
Traction?
Traction. Or, there it is. Traction. Okay. There it is. There. Thank you. So it gives traction in your being. Can you feel how you're actually starting to appreciate that you have the space in your being, everyone, now?
Yes.
And that this is happening all the time. And very often in our daily lives, it's going the other way. It's not going towards more light and peace. But that's just as important to acknowledge as well. So if you can feel it in here and notice it and get some traction on this and make some space in your being that affirms this, it's not invisible. It's not, well, let's just say it has substance, even though it might be invisible to the five physical senses. It's real. It's very, very real. You would not be able to tell the difference between these stages in the circle if it wasn't real. Okay, now let's settle back in. The circle is still getting more refined and more light. And if you're feeling pressure in your head, and I can tell some of you are feeling that, just drop down into your tailbone, into your feet. There is nothing good that comes from locating yourself above your tailbone. There's just nothing. You think you're going to find something out by locating yourself in the upper part of your body, but you're not going to. Not going to happen. Think of it as making room for the divine to enter your being, becoming the empty chalice, getting out of the way, letting the energy flow. But as soon as you come up to the head, the forehead, you're just shutting down all the energy, all the awareness. Go back down. Who's got pressure in their third eye? Who's that?
Sam.
I can't hear you.
The whisperer, Sally.
Sally. Okay, you gotta drop down. There you go. Okay, so now with our relationship to the energy, Sally, stay low. We're going through a cleansing process now. And you might understand your relationship communication with the energy by a certain area of your body relaxing, or an emotion releasing, or a certain part of the body actually getting tenser as it's resisting the energy. And that's when you have to drop back down to your feet, into the roots, and feel yourself being nourished and communicating with the living energy. And you're communicating with the earth through your feet. And so this is when we go through a cleansing process and heaviness in our being is returned to the earth. It circulates back into the energies. And in this process, there can be a whole lot of information. So very often, this is a kind of, this cleansing takes place in our dream states too. We may see snippets or feel snippets of old thing, history in our life, occurrences, things like that, or what's stored in our bodies can start clearing. It's a whole, the whole history of our being is involved in this clearing. And that is still communicating with the energies. You know, there's an energy, there's energy, these clean, intelligent energies coming into your being. And they're saying, oh, you don't need that story anymore. You don't need to have that heavy attachment to that memory anymore. I'm, you know, this intelligence knows through your whole being of what can be released that you don't need anymore, what's impeding your growth and development. And that intelligence will start to clear those areas that are no longer needed to be entangled and heavy. This is all communication. And you may not notice anything, or things may come up. You might get triggered with something. It could be a whole span of stuff. You could be just focused on great flow of energy. But this is a cleansing process. This is the intelligence of Mother Earth saying, let's lighten the load. Let's clear through things that are impeding you right now. Let's heal. And is anyone experiencing something like that right now?
I am.
Adia?
Yeah.
Okay, what's happening?
Just some stuff that's come back up for me, pretty intense stuff in the last week. And before you started talking, I just felt the release of all of it, saying I don't need this anymore, and it going back into Mother Earth.
Beautiful. Okay. So when that happens in the clearing and cleansing process, I just want to say that if you cannot be afraid of it and go with it, then you're continuing the communication. It's like being in a conversation that might be a little difficult, but if both people are mature and willing to hear each other, then it usually can get resolved. It's the same thing with energy. There we go. And you might be able to feel the energy saying to relax more, release more, allow the energy, the light, the frequency to flow through you. So we're personalizing this experience with the energy from the point of view of everything being alive and communicating. And sometimes it'll come in the form, you'll feel like it's a form of a nature spirit or a light being or an angel or an alien or part of your body speaking to you. That's perfectly fine to carry on those conversations with, let's say, the type of image that might arise, that the energy, the frequencies produce a relatable being to commune with. That's fun. It's just plain fun. Yeah, when your liver starts talking to you like it's a friend or another being, it's fun. It's fun. It's just pure fun. So it's okay. The frequencies, the energies will take on different relatable images as needed. Okay? And don't worry about that. It can be purely enjoyable. But then don't hang on to it either. It's for the moment, for the time. It's what you need in the moment. There we go. Pressure in the head, go back down. I want to make one comment about these communications. And this kind of tends to screw things up. The communication that you have with living energy will always be kind. It will always be loving. It can be strong and bold, but it's not judgmental. And what happens is when you have a lot of self-loathing and shame in your being, you'll tend to make the voice of spirit or vibration or light into a very critical voice. And one of the most difficult and I've mentioned this before, one of the most difficult challenges of teaching about spirituality and energy is having people get over their shame and self-loathing so that you can actually hear a clear, objective communication. So if the energy is saying to you, we need to clear, like what we were talking about with Lisa at the beginning, we need to clear the energy in the left leg, on the outside of the left leg, it's not a criticism. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something that you failed at. That's not how these communications happen. It's simply, we need to clear the channel on the outside of that left, back left leg. Period. No shame, no blame. It's everything is moving towards more aliveness, more light. And in order to do that, we just have to clear that channel. So what's your response to that, to what I just said?
It was very simple. The words were, so be it.
But how easily we slip into projecting that self-critical, judgmental, self-judgmental voice over the communication with all of this nonverbal aliveness. Just for a moment, take the thing that you hate about yourself the most and let the energy of light and healing enter into that space wherever it's sitting in your being. And see if you can allow yourself to love that which you hate the most in yourself. Like, just even open the possibility to that. Because in order to get the communication pathways clear in these nonverbal realms, we have to be able to go beyond whatever we project on the energies, on the frequencies. And usually that involves some work in getting over shame and self-critical, self-judgmental thoughts and feelings. So we go circle back all the way around to the beginning when we connected our feet and our roots with Mother Earth, and we had drawn our energy back to ourselves. Remember how we felt? We felt good. We felt joy. I'm generalizing here for the we, but all of a sudden we felt okay with ourselves. And why is that important? Because the self-critical judgmental part wasn't filtering our experience. Comments, responses.
It's like I can allow myself to accept the invitation, the invitation to let go. It's all an invitation. And in order to be able to say yes to the invitation, I need to be in love with me. Then I can let go.
So when we connect with Mother Earth through our feet and our energy starts circulating, that is the message. It's about love. It's about a mother's love that begins to heal and generate us into loving beings. And this is a very feminine approach to healing and ascension, expansion, consciousness. And it's very, very real. Our culture has a huge issue with the self-loathing and self-hatred. And at some point on the spiritual journey, you have to have a way to heal that. And it's not usually going to come through the culture. But it will come through this communication, this experience of this energy with Mother Earth, with the Mother, the Great Mother, that we connect to through the soles of our feet. And as we do that, the Kundalini in our being, the light of our being, starts being able to flow in a smooth, balanced way, and an awakening occurs that allows us to unfold and understand more and more of what's going on non-verbally with us on all levels. And you can feel right now how the nonverbal realm has taken up a really big space right now for you. You know, it's a big sphere of frequency and vibration on multiple dimensions. And this is an exploration. This is something that once we got this going and brought it around to where we are tonight, where you can understand it in a real practical way. This is something that you can grow with. This is something to practice. More comments? Any more comments? I know this may not be where you expected to end up at the end of this class, but in order to become a better communicator with these nonverbal energies, usually some healing has to happen. And that healing is of becoming, it's releasing the self-loathing and becoming completely loving with yourself. And sometimes that feels very, very risky because we need to keep the defense up in case someone else doesn't love us. But it's a real high risk, but high result step. There we go. There, the circle just came into beautiful harmony now. Feel the, do you feel the shift?
Yes. Okay. Slightly.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, the type of communication we're involved in right now is very multidimensional. We're giving words to sensations, experiences, trying to generalize an experience that might be much deeper than the words express. But we've brought something alive now that you'll be able to carry forward with. And it's not the words that is transmitting that information, it's the energy that's what we say downloading, or the transmission that's coming to you that's going to bring this alive. So you try to understand it with words, but really what's happened is a very powerful transmission came through tonight that is seeding all this possibility for understanding this nonverbal communication with energy to energy, light to light, love to love. And so it's part of your journey now, and something for each one of you to explore in your own way. But knowing that you're part of a community here that has created a space for this to happen in. Okay. Any other comments as we come to a close here?
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much. It was a beautiful class. Very beautiful.
Okay. So this, the fact that you, everyone here could like follow most of this tonight is really incredible. It was actually a very strenuous class, but everyone did really well. And so even though when you listen back to this class, just tune into the energy, don't tune into the words so much. Let the energy communicate with you. Because I would say that the words are 10% of what happened tonight. Okay, my dear friends, it's so nice to be with you. And we're going to take a little break before the next class starts. Let my website find its new balance, and please be patient with it. If you find things going on at the website that don't look right, please let me know, because I may not be catching everything, but I expect over the next couple of weeks that I'll be finding all the glitches and smoothing everything out. So I appreciate your help with that. So just let me know if something's not working. And my love to you. And we listen to the Earth Love Spirit podcast. Have some of you been able to get on there and listen?
Mm. Yes. I have. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Great.
And it expanded to I use Overcast, and I didn't used to be able to find it on Overcast, but I did today. I was very excited.
Oh, I don't even know about Overcast. They must have found it. Great. That all this happens, they like find your podcast, and then all of a sudden you're on it. So thank you for letting me know that. I'm getting better and better at it. So there's a learning curve here. And so I think the first 14 are already done. So they'll be coming out on Tuesdays. And here's my goal with the podcast. The first set of podcasts are with people who have made the leap from doing what was traditional to from doing what was traditional for them to do, which they may have been very good at, but following their heart and taking the leap and doing something that was risky, but was really following their spiritual guidance inside. And so my hope is that by hearing like 14 of these, anyone who is hesitant about leaping or taking a step toward what they really want to do, what their heart is really guiding them to do, will find the inspiration and the support to do it. Because I know that so many of you want to do something, but maybe feel stuck or, you know, in the spiritual realm, maybe with healing or coaching or whatever you want to do with it. But that's what the inspiration that was coming through in this first set of podcasts. There's going to be another theme that comes with the next set. But that's what the purpose is, what the inspiration is. Okay, everyone needs to go to bed. Okay. Okay, my friends.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
You all.
Thanks so
You're
much.
Very welcome.
Thank you so much.